Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm about to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I would.
Fred Hatcher, Fred Hatcher Jr., Chairman Friends in the building, man. Appreciate you coming out to fuck with him in the building. I see y'all out there, man. I just want y'all to know one motherfucking thing. I would never, ever violate the codes in the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep.
Hands up, eyes open to fist clip. Face, let me get some of this shit. This should be the chairman checking in. Now, when I say cold of the sea, we talking about the path of cubs. Like that's the party cubs, that is. I will never violate the cold of the sea. Will never speak nor serve the interests of our enemies. And if I say that I'm with you, we'll come get you. You best believe that, like bad luggage, we'll never leave. Now, of course, I can never say that I'm never gonna go broke. Because sad to say that we ain't never had this shit roll. Well, I can never say how it's gonna go. But one thing for sure, or two things for certain. They know to shut up motherfuckers like us. They want to kill us. Close up in the casket. Read a quick verse and close the motherfucking curtains.
Never be sad, I would I like a hoe. Never been punk, I'll never let it slide. Never let it go. Never ever, never ever ever. No, get on my level hoe. Or go get a shovel hoe. It's never in question for my manhood, I get down. I'll never switch, never stick, never sit down. I never hesitate to squeeze a nigga six rounds. I'll never squat to take a piss, who's the bitch now?
I would never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I would never sell my soul. Never put bullshit in the business and never place good upon the evil. You see, why I'm determined to die before being dishonored. Committed to being captured and killed before being capitulated. And that would be perfect and pushing this shit to the motherfucking living. And if need be, pull the motherfucking trigger with a pistol without no hesitating. I will pass the cover to my last breath, to my last goddamn roar. And we'll never forget what them pigs did at 4:35 a.m. in 1969 in Chicago on December the 4th. Never, never, never.
I never ran, I never will, I ain't never scared. It's in my bloodline, the realest nigga ever bred. And that's some of the realest shit that I done ever said. And I can die, but through my lyrics, I ain't never dead. I never disrespect my mama, never disrespect her mama neither. I never turn my back on Jesus. I never get caught off in the system, I believe her. Man that follows man, ain't a man, and I'm a leader.
I will never cross my comrades and never forsake our fight for freedom. And if you listen to my second verse, let me say it again just in case y'all want to listen. I will never put profit over politics, press with no our people. I will never disrespect the legacy of Minister UEP. Never betray the Black Panther Party. And never bow down and lay down a legacy at the feet of our enemies. Never, never, never. I am a Panther cub by birth and by battle. This is my bloodline and my prison time. And when it be, by wherever enemy, if they try to hijack this legacy, wherever it be, not on our watch. But we'll never, never, never have it. Never, 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 never.
Never gonna turn cold, my nigga. I can never trade. I never cross my homies out. That ain't how I made. And I never had not one regret on how I was raised. I'm from the ghetto where I slung and rapped it every day. Never knew no other way. This thing gon' never change. Never gonna bite my tongue. Fuck what a nigga say. 100 with myself. I swear to God I stay the same. And when I finally got my paper, I was on my game. Never talk a nigga down. Do your thing, dawg. Never hate a dude for trying. That's the same, dawg. Get your motherfucking money. That's the thing, dawg. Too many homies die young. Feel my pain, y'all.
October 23rd, 24th, 2016. All roads lead to Oakland, California. Lonely legacy of Black Panther Party. Protected, respected, and never, never neglected. Never, never.
We'll be right back.
can open up some gates up to my dog. Yeah, I'm still yelling for no more. I know a couple real ones stranded on their yard. Yeah, you know one day we gon' come.
Free them all, free them all. Free my dogs, free my dogs. Free them all, free them all. Free my dogs, free them dogs. Free them dogs, free them dogs. Free them all, free them all. Free my dogs, free my dogs. Free them all, free them all.
Hey, free them all. All they wanna do is see us fall. All my niggas ride fully loaded, 10 toes for me in the heat of war. Money, baby, you my BMO. Free my niggas and free some more. Fuck the judge, we get sick dick. But a nigga hate to us even more. Even so, nowadays gotta keep it close.
That's all my life, what for the wrong, just hard to do right. Until I get on, you know I'm a grind. Yeah, put a little nigga on ice. Yeah, do you remember the nights? Yeah, nigga was hustling, starving, trapped by the apartment, pumping that pack, I was starving.
Open up some gates, and see my dog. Yeah, I'm still yelling for your mom. I know a couple real ones stranded in their yard. Yeah, you know one day we gon' fall.
Free them all, free my dogs, free my dogs. Free them all, free them all. Free my dogs, free them dogs. Freedom dogs, free them dogs. Free them all, free them all. Free my dogs, free my dogs. Free them all, free them all.
Hey, I'm yelling, free my dogs. It's forever, fuck the law. Middle fingers till they call my niggas ready for war. Cause we'll come through like some soldiers. We'll come through like we own it. Yeah, nigga, we own it. What's that?
What's that?
You don't want no bitch. Free my niggas who is token. Free my niggas who lost focus. Real niggas won't focus. Real niggas, they know they
know they know they know.
With the pig to a wolf, with the rat to a wolf, that's a real small snack. Yeah, niggas know that. Once you cross that line, yo, nah, no.
I can open up some gates and see my dog.
Oh my God.
Yeah, my dog. I'm still yelling for your mom. I know a couple real ones stranded on their yard.
Yeah,
they are. You know one day we gon' fly.
Free my dogs, free my dogs. Free them all, free them all. Free my dogs, free them dogs. Freedom dogs, freedom dogs. Free them all, free them all. Free my dogs, free them all, free them all.
I wish I could open up the gates and free them all. My niggas, they was running from the dicks, but they got caught. The place that we involved, we was raised to beat some dogs. Bullet holes in the walls, niggas never had a cause. They thought it was just cuz everybody in the gang. And you ain't cool till you catch a body. Living in the hood, remember good times. Smoking on the black, spin good rhymes.
Wish I can open up some gates and see my dog.
Yeah,
my dog. I'm still yelling for your mom. My dog. I know a couple real ones stranded in their yard.
Yeah,
they are. You know one day we gon' find.
Free my dogs, free my dogs. Free them all, free them all. Free my dogs, free them dogs. Free them dogs, free them dogs. Free them all, free them all. Free my dogs, free my dogs. Free them all, free them all. Free them all.
Giving you facts, I hit the track. The reaction is chemical, spitting you lines of invisible force. Hot choice, spinning you whack. MCMC, nobody's feeling you. Now I'm feeling you with the premium. Leaving them curious, killing these cats. I step in the rage without your weapon engages. Like catching the fate with Kimbo. I slice up any one of these bimbos. And all the Kimbo can never stuff up my Timbo.
His heart is
and mine been froze. I toss that ass out of limo window and into limbo. Nigga, switch up the tempo and murder the stage. See, she's a hype, but she's not rage. She is. Neither is he though. I'm ill, I need chemo. I'm live, it's no fever. Rewind my whole C-Lo. Maleficent flow, evil, magnificent, no equaling. In the spur of the moment, I'm like the spurs in that moment. And it hurts, don't it, when I stick my spurs in my opponent. Yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Show my love to my people, my love don't change. I still got love for the neighborhood.
Show my love to my people.
Criminal minded on you motherfuckers.
I still got love.
It's the original criminal, y'all subliminal. Look, I break it down to the last mineral. That any individual killing you be the pinnacle. For you to beat me, it's gonna take a miracle. And I'm so sick, the heartbeat, the hate made. Down by law, the ill streets and dues paid. Whack holes and niggas are so flawed. The eights remain true, my homegirl is bossy. Grabbed a patent pen, telltales of struggle. The hood took me under, so niggas is in trouble. Necessary to roughness, so rough fits and rough and tough. It's only hot, it's rough next bits. Yeah. All stars and clouds are endo. By any means, a couple shooters right at your window. Now is it cold, low, the hard is rock stone. Niggas come with that whack shit, socked and cocked on. Yeah.
Show my love to my bitches, and my love don't change. I still got love for the neighborhood.
Blue stamp. Yeah, round.
Show my love to my bitches.
My love don't change. I still got love, but the neighborhood. Who we be? Man, we be the ones understand the importance of politicizing the gun. Ideological sons and daughters of the black cats, and we the ones who brought the days of the dark shades and alphas back. And we ain't got no problem with you praising the Lord if you wouldn't have bring the spirit of Nat back. Who we be? We be the ones with rest records longer than the average cat's rap records. By no means, this ain't no intentional shit. In fact, it's one of the signs of us being under attack. Therefore, these statistics are plainly mainly due to the state's attack. See, we the ones that don't get due credit until the state say it's safe to say it. In other words, a lot of y'all will show us some love after we long gone in the grave. But for now, many see it correct politically to only have the ability to speak in secrecy about the moves we make. Who we be? We recognize the central potential of armed propaganda. And we done raised the bar of what it is to be a diehard. In this game, we done the thing of what it is from a cat considering himself a criminal to a convict of prisons of conscience. Who we be? We enlisted men and women in the people's army. And our kinfolk fall from the trees, the leaves, the lights of those of Cham and Fred and France and all. We sprout from the seeds of UEP, not long, but the one that sent the sentiments to the Viet Cong. It was on the right side of the question of the U.S. aggression against the Vietnam. Man, we far surpassed the grass and then got up under the gutter. In fact, some cats say that we consider ourselves weeds. Yeah, that's us. Who we be? Man, we so financially fucked up that our motto goes, and the POCC is in debt, but not dead. We broke, but not broke. Where we come from, where we at, what's our membership? Well, we be the residue from the slave ships, and the rest of the flesh the sharks are too full to eat after we was thrown overboard. In fact, some of us still at the back of the bus. See, we the ones fighting to be free, but in the meantime, between time, looking forward to prison visits. And when we talk, you best believe that they listening. We come from college campuses and street corners. We do more for 10 a.m. than your elected officials or the Marines do in 1,000 mornings. We're keeping our eyes on the prize, and we also recognize in this time and place, one can never negate the question of race. But in the same breath, we also know on this here slave ship, all black folks ain't in the same position. But we'd be remiss if we negate to mention that we still got to deal with this here class contradiction. We see theory without practice is blind, and practice without theory has a chance you might just came up and got lucky that time. POCC, what's our call? Free them all.
When I was in prison, I had an educational process, a learning process. Sometimes I started thinking about some of the action that's going to be taken against me and other members of the party, and I said, I don't know why I'm not scared. You know what I define as being? I define as being a people high. I define as being high off the people. You high? I'm high. You
country, and I went to the penitentiary way down in Menard, Illinois. I'm thinking, I said, well, I'm way down here in the country. I might say hear no people. When I got to Menard, I myself, even being in the vanguard, had to get on my knees and learn from the people. I had to put my ear to the ground, and when I put my ear to the ground, I heard a beat. Hear that beat. By anybody. We're talking about we're going to make some changes in this system. We know.
I want to get rid of me because I'm saying something that might wake up some other exploited people and some other oppressed people. And if all these people ever get together, then these pigs that are exploiting us, we'll be able to run them into the lake. That's why they want to get rid of us. And it's just, it's sort of like a primary thing with me. I'm the first move that they'll make. I'm a part of an organization. It would be the first organization they'll move on because I happen to be a part of an organization, the Black Panther Party, that is the only organization, in fact, that has came out and stood up loud and clear and said that we don't care what anybody says, whether they have guns or not and badges or 18 uniforms, if whenever they step outside the bounds of legality into the bounds of illegality, then we'll blow their brains out if they're bothering the people.
Right on.
And what makes them mad about that? They're constantly bothering the people. Anybody that's out there for the protection of the people happens to be in direct conflict with them. What makes them mad about it? What makes them mad about it is that they have black people and white poor people and red poor people and Puerto Rican poor people and Latin American Puerto Rican people of poor people of all descent. They had them caught up in movements based on racism when the Black Panther Party stood up and said that we don't care what anybody says. We don't think you fight fire with fire best. We think you fight fire with water best. We're going to fight racism, not with racism, but we're going to fight with solidarity. We said we're not going to fight capitalism with black capitalism, but we're going to fight socialism. We stood up and said we're not going to fight reactionary pigs and reactionary attorneys like this and reactionary attorneys like Hanrahan with any other reactions on our part. We're going to fight their reactions with all of us people to get together and have an international proletarian revolution.
Right on.
And that's saying all power to the people.
Right on.
That's saying that no matter what color you are, you're just only two classes. And that's saying there's a class over here and there's a class over there. And the reason that this class over here has never did anything to get this class off its back because this is lower, this is upper. This is the oppressed, this is the oppressor. This is the exploited, this is the exploiter.
Hey, I'm talking about, man.
That cup.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed. Free them all, Brother Chairman, live and direct.
Live and direct, that's what it is. We double breast it, y'all. Better come in.
You ready?
You ready? Yes, indeed. Sand in the building.
5, 4, 3, 6.
Hey, here's up ass over the fist clinch. Y'all know who this is and how we do this, y'all. We locked and loaded for another episode of Free 'Em All Radio and our intellectual radio. I don't know why I'm slacking on this. Hands up, eyes open. Let's try this again, y'all. Hands up, eyes open, and fist clenched. Y'all know who this is and how we do this, y'all. Let's make history. Let's take history. Let's take history, y'all. Once again, we locked and loaded for another episode of Free 'Em All Radio, intellectual radio. I think we're going to expect them to try something here on our weekly show, which is hosted by Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. and also, yours truly, Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. and also that of Robert Allen, a.k.a. the Lady of Rage, y'all. Khalid, I see you right on. Alakim, I need you on deck. August 30 before they bring it. I need this man. Yeah, I know we're trying to raise something, but we need that museum up here. August 30, the traveling museum. We need everybody we can up here, y'all. August 30 for the Chairman Fred Streets Party. I just want to get that up my chest, but get that. That's a PSA, a people service announcement, y'all. I think Brother Darren Muhammad. Y'all know Darren Muhammad. You know what I'm saying? They down from Tubman City. I think he's going to be cross-referencing. He's going to call in for his show. So I don't know how we're going to work this out, because there's a lot of discussion going on about Baltimore. And we feel, you know what I'm saying, we pride ourselves on being able to get that direct connection. What's going on down there, as opposed to going from third hand? So we, Dan Muhammad should be calling us, calling in to the show. Matter of fact, I got to tag him with the number. I just tagged him now, so somebody can make sure they hit it, Darren Muhammad's page, to make sure they call in. If you can't get through him, 929-477-3785, make sure you hit us up at 708-223-8953. My Dre in the building, that's what it is. Craig Big Dog, every field march in the building, that's what it is. The Whiskey Patrick, that's what it is, y'all. See y'all in the building, real mall. Let's make history, let's take history, let's tape history, y'all. Real talk, Kazan, I see you, that's what it is. Yeah, Sister Melissa, I appreciate that. Well, but like everything, we're doing some issues everywhere. And I called my sister for some advice on how we get rid of some of these unwanted guests. These gnats trying to take they're popping up at the Hampton House. And Sister Melissa was saying something about this apple cider and these different natural options. But like so many other situations, so many other contradictions. Non-organic contradiction. I mean, I don't think these are regular gnats. I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying? Same thing with other issues. So we got to, so some of these remedies, you know what I'm saying? I know our grandma was never told to lay it down. But, hey, we got to take the gloves off of these jokers. I'm talking about, straight chemical biological warfare. I mean, because other than that, they ain't playing no games. So we got to do what it do, y'all. Or at least intensify some of these organic remedies, you know what I'm saying? Because these are some unnatural conditions that we're dealing with, you know what I'm saying? It trickles down and impacts everything, you know what I'm saying? From the GMO vegetables to the GMO type of organizations. It's like, you know, kind of say how we deal with certain contradictions. There was certain, you know, rules. We were talking this past Saturday, Triple C's. We had the water battle. Y'all come on out there too Saturday. You know what I'm saying? Y'all ain't scared. Come on out there Saturday. Say the Hampton House. We had a full day. We had just left the campaign, hitting the streets, hitting the ground in regards to the campaign to find Kiara Coles, find them all. We still testify on that campaign. We was up there with the family of her father, Brother Joseph Coles. That came back, you know, to the Hampton House. We had divided up teams. And we went at it, you know, we talked about, you know, like the rules of engagement, you know, saying to the youth, there's a certain times you pull your water gun on somebody else, and you know, and this is stuff that a lot of people take for granted. These are something that this generation is deprived of, because you got so many, you deal with non-natural elements, you know, saying they're not playing tag, they're not playing football, they're not playing there's no human interaction, you know what I'm saying? You're not seeing the sisters out there playing double dutch rope, you know what I'm saying? So they're in a situation where they can hit these video games and shoot up everybody, do drive-bys, engage in sexual intercourse, and they just press restart whenever they feel like it. This impacts the psyche, you know what I'm saying? Because it's never no human interaction. So, you know, you're not playing with no rules. So you see like a lot of these cats in their conversations and they battle. So we had come up with this, even with our adversaries, there was some rules of engagement, you know what I'm saying? I remember, you know, this youngster, you know, we have some issues with some cats. You know, you say, okay, man, make sure all the children go on inside, you know what I'm saying? Crazy that sound. These are rules of engagement. We talked about that with the Hampton House water battle. These are not just water gun battles. Triple C programs are not just about no free food. You know what I'm saying? Minister E.P. Newton said that, you know, we must even politicize the gun. What made our gun different from the police's gun? You know what I'm saying? The politics, you know what I'm saying? And so that's what we're talking about here, man. So, again, we're doing some, a lot of times we get recognized we're doing some situations on steroids. You know what I'm saying? These are some non-natural conditions. And the deal is we have, in this war, liberation, we're going to engage some cold acts. We're struggling to become a cold people. And the politics, you know what I'm saying, is the only thing that can sustain us. A lot of times, Kevin, tomorrow, well, we just know ourselves and we read this book or drink this juice. We cool. You bring communities inside out. When they get through, with a community, when they get through the individual, you know what I'm saying? The before and after, a Jenny Jones commercial ain't got nothing on it. You know what I'm saying? You know, we add on to the old saying, which says God created Africans and America made niggas. And we add on to that, the machine, the man's the machine, manufactured Chirac. What you see, this is not something that just popped up, you know what I'm saying, just on its own volition. This is a response, and it trickles down to even the type of insects. In fact, there was a post recently I just seen, and this is from the ruling class media, talking about even the environment in Chicago has taken, you don't see the, I don't know the exact term for them, but when we reference the lightning bugs, the lightning in Chicago, they say the environment now, you know what I'm saying, you don't see lightning bugs. Now, they can acknowledge that the environment has impacted, that you don't see lightning bugs. What do you think the children, the different dynamics, you know what I'm saying? I was, you know, just talking about, like, you know, it's like a meme or a joke, you know what I'm saying? They talk about, like, even how do you barbecue in Chicago? Excuse me, how do you barbecue in Chirac? And they have people with the barbecue grill inside their homes. You can do it right to fireflies. You don't see them. We as children, we go on and we catch them, put them in a jar with the grass. You know what I'm saying? Every little dynamic, it impacts us. The ecosystem. When you can take one part away from it, it can take away from the whole dynamic. You know what I'm saying? And this is what happened to our community, y'all. We live and direct, y'all. We're looking for our brother Dan Muhammad to call in. We're going to talk about what's happening in Baltimore. Let's talk the contradictions that, you know what I'm saying, U.S. President Donald Trump, you know what I'm saying, the issues he raised, you know what I'm saying, Elijah Cummings, as well as Reverend Al Sharpton, and so the conditions of Baltimore, and people say, well, our people's response was, his son owns the buildings, his slumlord owned the buildings. In Baltimore, if I'm correct, I don't think he denied that he's like complicit with the crime. He brought it up, and the deal is to acknowledge it. You know, and I tend to take these criminals, you know, saying at their own mouth. You know, like Park talked about, like the conditions, you know, saying that was happening in Baltimore, and these are not anything in our community is not in the detached or independent from that of the ruling class. You dig? It's like, you know, we talk about Chicago, the history of the street organization. So that cannot be detached from the discussion about the history of the segregation in Chicago, you know what I'm saying? Or even the Capones and the Daleys and the Mayor Daley Sr. was part of growing up, the Hamburglers, you know what I'm saying? This tie, it's intrinsic. It's tied into the cloak of it, you know what I'm saying? Baltimore. You know what I'm saying? The different universities, the universities and stuff, the history of chemical biological warfare, the trickle down impact. You see on the wire about the heroin and so on and so forth. You know what I'm saying? The University of Chicago is studying the treatment of black people like lab rats. The trickle down impact. You know, so we got to talk about that, y'all. You know what I'm saying? But the deal is, let's acknowledge it. And it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing being oppressed. A lot of people say something about a certain respective plantation. Not my church, not my school, not my city, you know what I'm saying? And become defensive about, you know, the person, whoa, wait a minute, you know, these contradictions, you know what I'm saying? Even Trump, what he said about Africa, you know what I'm saying? Really, that's open discussion. What conditions, who, you know what I'm saying? Who created the conditions, you know what I'm saying? Where you go out to the various parts of Africa, you know what I'm saying? Ghana, you know what I'm saying? Sierra Leone, you know what I'm saying? The various countries you go do out there, and you say, wait a minute, how is it? Okay, maybe I can see one dynamic, one part of, you know what I'm saying, the detrimental impact, but the consistency, and say, wait a minute, how is it all these, it's so rich in resources? This continent, you know what I'm saying? Decimated, you know what I'm saying, to the point where, you know what I'm saying, you see, so, you know, while other people are going to Africa, you know what I'm saying, and resources that they have. And so these are, you know, so why is there two different Chicago, excuse me, why is there Chicago and there a Chirac? Why is there Brazil two different dynamics? Let's talk about these contradictions. Talk about what's happening, you know what I'm saying, the continuous murders of not just talking about black children, black women. Black men, our people. Again, if this was happening to white poodles in these numbers,
There'll be a world uproar, not only an outcry, uproar. And, you know, the 75th store, there were two young ladies, you know, I think 26 and 31 years old, recently murdered. You know, and I, you know, somebody said, it doesn't make a difference who's doing it. I beg to differ. I think we should distinguish fratricide from genocide. I think we should point out, because the deal is a certain powerlessness that we feel that we can't even talk about it. And, you know, even how it impacts our psyche. I made a comment. Why is it that as soon as we hear about these murders, nothing else comes to mind? We don't think about the state, the cartel, or any dynamics within the state. We automatically black people. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, some cat put on the response to all these stats and facts. He didn't get some white folks the same system. That's the, you know what I'm saying, that just pulling the strings in different dynamics. You know what I'm saying? And really, is opposition to these murders, are being orchestrated, you know, directly and indirectly. And again, the criminal psychologist here, the first thing you go to when you go to a crime scene, and that's what our communities are, they're crime scenes, is who benefited. You know what I'm saying? There are countless cases. Cases in Detroit, Ohio, Chicago, you name it, where there have been individuals who have, you know, try to cooperate the police, and they tell them about the crime, and, you know, and they, you know, come to, you know, they see who's behind the scenes. That's like, again, if you believe that the police or the state want to stop crime in the community, you believe that God King won't stop boxing. There's a big economy. There's not only the crime, whether it's via drug trade, you know, saying harvesting body organs, you name it. You know, saying these are different dynamics that we get to acknowledge. Now, community, y'all, we live and direct on Freedom on Radio, Intellectual Radio, y'all. Y'all come on and call me. Better yet, come on and club me with us, y'all. We need y'all support, y'all. We're on the countdown to save the Hampton House. We need y'all support. Come on to the Chairman Fred Jr. at gmail.com via PayPal. Whatever support you can. Come on through the Hampton House this Saturday at 2 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? With Triple C's Georgia Community Clubs. Let's get our brother Dan Muhammad and see where he at. You know, we shout out to him. We got to call him in. We got any callers in queue?
Free them all, Brother Chairman. Caller 404-436. Free them all.
Free them all.
Free them all. Free them all, Chairman. Can you hear me? Free them all, Chairman.
I hear you loud and clear. Can you hear me? Free them all. Can you hear me, my brother?
I can hear you loud and clear. Can we bring them up a little more? Definitely. Revolutionary love to you, Chairman Fred Hampton Jr.
Revolutionary love right back at you, my brother. I have been honored and humbled, you know what I'm saying, the tag team with you on the airwaves a number of occasions. I actually touched down with you face-to-face. Matter of fact, let me say this quick, too, before I forget. We're on an emergency tour move. We want to get that way before August is over with. We're going to save the Hampton House tour. You know what I'm saying? I think I'm going to bring some major players out. I think I'm going to get Mother Comrade and our advisory committee and our central committee come on there with us. But I'll talk to you more about that in detail later on. But I am honored to be able to try this move here, you know what I'm saying, do we network in the audiences that you have let in and that we have, you know what I'm saying, and you are an asset, you know what I'm saying, to our people, you know, some information that you have historically provided. Again, we truly appreciate, truly love you, brother. So, again, we...
Right back at you, brother. Truly appreciate you here. Appreciate you here in Tubman City, yes, and, of course, revolutionary love to you and all the comrades there in Chi-Town and Chi-Rack, Chicago, my brother. So I'll pause there and I'll turn the mic over to you.
Yes, sir, my brother. Yes, sir. Okay, that's what it is. I want to I want to go straight into it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's so many comparisons. You know what I'm saying? I mean, day to day or week to week, depending on whose interest it works in, they play with the numbers. But the deal is people down on the ground. We know that there are, I mean, direct comparisons. When we talk about Ohio, when we talk about Detroit, Chirac, and Baltimore, when we talk about the different laws that are being put in place, when we talk about even the timing of uprisings, and also the dynamic of neocolonialism, you know, in other words, you know, saying different Negroes put in place to sidetrack the question about the oppression of our people, you know, we want to seize the time with some discussion that a lot of us don't want to have, you know what I'm saying? I'm saying don't want to have it because Baltimore's been in the spotlight lately, you know what I'm saying? And, some usual suspects, some of the easily identified individuals, such as U.S. President Donald Trump, You know, some people throw out the baby with the bathwater and say, well, he said it just to get everything he said. I mean, but the deal is, it's an old saying, even a broke clock is right twice a day. And Trump has made some accusations in regards to Baltimore, some representatives, lines of Congress, as well as some of the even some of the we refer to as the state sanctioned spokesperson, Reverend Sharp and the like. But it's a lot of people debating and what's the conditions like in Baltimore, and some people took offense to it. But I don't think Trump. Now some people came back and bring up that this came out like even when the uprisings of the Freddie Gray situation, where people talking about like the Baltimore Orioles, the benefactors of the oppression of our people. But now some people talking about Trump's son being a slumlord in certain conditions, and I don't even think that he came out denying that he benefits of the oppression of our people, but he called out some of the black faces, the black people that are complicit with this. What's the take? Give us a background. What's going on? What's going on in Baltimore? What's the discussion like? How are people responding to this? This discussion conditions. It's a pretty brutal charge that's been thrown out there. They're saying rat infested, so on and so forth. What's the discussion like? And what's the community's take down there in Baltimore?
Yes, sir. Well, I was on it this past Monday to do, and I didn't mention at the top of the show, I did an interview with the Washington Post. So I'm waiting for the young ladies. It was two young ladies, the reporter and the camera woman. And picked them up, took them in front of everyone's place, showed them the 7th Congressional District, took them to ground zero like we did with you when you came to Tubman City. Remember that?
Yes.
Yeah, so took them there, let them see the real, front line, as we talk about what really goes on in the city. But also we talk about historically, because we say today is built on yesterday and tomorrow is built on today. So we have to give them, of course, a protracted history of how the historic 7th Congressional District got to be the way it is today, because similar to what we've seen in Chicago, is a man grab and a land grab. So many of the state institutions, state-sponsored institutions, right, in terms of the universities and the banks, have came in, used Representative Elijah Cummings. He's the longest-serving black congressional elected official, similar to Danny Davis, right? In Chicago, right? So they used him to pacify the masses while they stole the land from underneath the feet of the people, closed up the black banks on his watch, right? So it could not have happened without his complicity and his collusion for the most part. So that's one of the things that we've seen. Closed schools. And at a time that Elijah Cummings was talking about children, undocumented children, that's migrants, that's at the border, and how they were defecating on themselves and couldn't take showers. We live in Baltimore City. Likewise, we talked about in Chicago, where in Baltimore City, we got 150 schools out of 170 schools that still have high levels of lead in the water, and the fountains are cut off, brother. And they have signs over top of the fountain says, for hand washing only, do not drink. Now this is in his district. And I was with the organization that, remember we talked about Tyrone Powers, former FBI agent who wrote the book Eyes to My Soul, right?
Yes.
Rise and Decline of FBI agent.
Yes.
Right? So as a member of an organization he was heading up at that time, Children First, we fought to get the fountains cut off. But yet to this day, they've continued to deliver bottled water through Deer Park and Nestle and some others. So we've made them millions of dollars, but no elected official has been charged with cruelty to children or act of genocide, or even though Congressman Cummings, who was like a pit bull, him and Al Sharpton, acting like Gog and Magog for Obama, right? But yet he couldn't say to Obama's EPA secretary, Jackson, we got a public health crisis in Baltimore regarding the water and the high levels of lead in the water. Can you give us an infusion of emergency funds, because this is a state of emergency, that they can fix these pipes overnight? So I jokingly said, if they changed all those water signs that they have in each school and put up for whites only, right, to drink, they'd fix the pipes overnight. What do you think about that? And we've seen the same conditions in Chicago and Chirac. Is that right?
Exactly. And some valid, powerful points, my brother, you raised. Never ceases to amaze me. Like, it's something how, in particular, the petty bourgeoisie, but even it down to it has impacted, even people on the masses,
down in the valley, how there are certain discussions. I'm saying this is not to take away or negate those conditions that other communities are going through, but the hypocrisy. You said, you know, like you said, there's an issue where, like, I mean, this was sparked. You know, when Elijah Cummings was talking about the conditions that
right.
You know, said, other communities, particularly I believe the Spanish speaking community was going through, and it's similar to like even when there was like people were saying they couldn't believe like how children were being separated from parents and in our community
right.
Just you know people accepted as a norm as the Department of Children and Family Services, so on and so forth. And we become immune
yes.
to, you know, and the deal is, in our own communities, like, you know, immune to it. And the deal is that we only can have a discussion. Like I tell people when we implemented the African anti-terrorism bill, I told people everything
mm-hmm.
they're talking about for other communities, you can apply them. Like, you know, the definition of genocide, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it was not
yes.
an actual term because when Adolf Hitler and the likes were doing what they were doing to Africans, it was euphemisms. It was referred to as the African corpse. But when it happened to white people and white people, you know, saying in Nazi Germany, that's when the term genocide came into place. And it's amazing how we have to wait for these type of dynamics, just for the discussion to even happen. If there are atrocities and contradictions, it should universally, you know, saying acknowledge, you know, saying like. I took the conditions in Cook County Jail, the conditions in Baltimore. I remember it had to be over, I'm going to say 15 years. I forget. What is it, O'Malley?
O'Malley. We're coming to him, Chairman, because when Trump talk about the billions of dollars that's been stolen and missing, it started on the watch of Martin O'Malley. And Martin O'Malley went from the mayor to become the governor, and he redistricted Congressman Cummings district from Baltimore City, which was called the jewel of Baltimore, all the way into Howard County and Baltimore County, so that the white congressional officials, right, Jews and Greeks,
yeah.
could have access to the wealth that was in the predominantly black community and black population, so they were dispersing our black political power, just as they've been doing in Chicago. And, of course, his cozy
yeah.
relationship with Obama, as the banks were foreclosing on the homes, and the majority of them in the 7th Congressional District, that Obama sent
right.
$1.8 billion here, and nobody can account for where this $1.8 billion went. And that was just 1 year. They just had, after the uprisings in the
yeah.
Freddie Gray, they sent money here after that. And the only one that we seen that built something or got a building was Jamal Bryant, and you know about that cat, right? Which we told you about.
Well, man, yes, sir.
Nobody wants to have an audit to say, where did this money go? So this is what Trump has been talking about. Billions been pumped in. They pumped in what they call the promise zones under Obama. They had promise zone money, and they did it in Chicago, right? Chicago became a promise zone, right?
Promise zone, and the with the TIF, the tax increment funds, same type of tax. You know what I'm saying? They use our numbers, our stats, and our faces. They tell us, you know, right, take the census, write up for the census, give you information. But then when the resources come down to the community, somehow, or even with the transit line, it goes to the blue line, green line. It doesn't go to the benefit of the people on the red line. We all together, you know what I'm saying, our faces are used, but then the resources come down. It's like a vanishing act. It does not benefit the community.
That's right. And the reason why is because under Obama and Clinton's, what they essentially was running was a giant slush fund. And that's what Trump knows, that they were running a Ponzi scheme. It was like they was creating shadow groups, and even these fake activists that was a part of it, these nonprofits and Ponzi pimps, some of the black churches, right? So therefore, the money would eventually flow back to Obama and the Clintons for these other activities that they were carrying on. So that's what Trump is saying. He's dropping it out there if the people really listen to what he's saying. You understand?
Yeah. I think
remember what they were trying to do, like with Michael Scott, right? Shadow people with the people, what they were trying to do with Michael Scott, who at that time was with the Chicago public school system, right?
Michael Scott, if you go back and look, when they were first coming with the
Olympics.
Artie Duncan. What was the program?
Artie Duncan was Obama's boy in terms of education, right?
Yeah.
Artie Duncan was Renaissance 2010.
Which is a program literally they put together in 2004, which he could not have done it without the complicity, again, the complicity of Negroes. You know what I'm saying? Because it's important we say, even when we talk about us being kidnapped in Africa, the Portuguese could have never gotten us with the assistance of some Negro kings. But the Renaissance 2010, where they similar to like the Chicago 21 plan under Mayor Daley Senior, they broke up these schools. They had took, and we've seen it result to an antagonistic situation, the death of Darren Albert at Finger High School, when they took the Renaissance 2010, where they took Argyle Gardens. They closed these schools down the black community, and they converted majority of them to this, which results now to Chicago having the highest per capita of military academies. And they exploited the race and the class contradiction in a city that was known as the top segregated city in the country. Where we had Crane High School on the west side of Chicago, the black children and the Mexicano children were overnight packed on top of each other. We've seen children that was taken from areas in the Ville, the Argyle Garden, overnight, take them out of their communities and pack on the children with the Finger High School, which is a more petty bourgeoisie area. And they created antagonistic situations, similar to we've seen in the 60s in Chicago, where the University of Chicago, Sears and Roebuck, First National Bank, Rockefeller Foundation, Ford Foundation, had set up a situation where they created an antagonistic situation between the then Blackstone Rangers and the disciples. They created a crime epidemic where the property value was decreased and the University of Chicago got all their property, similar to what the Belgium and the French did in Rwanda with exploiting another class contradiction between the Hutus and the Tutsis. And that, you know, and again, that Renaissance 2010, Arne Duncan, you know, and so many Negroes who were complicit with their program, you know, and we still paying the price for that. Still paying the price.
That's right. And I think that's what our people have not stopped back and looked at, right, in terms of the effects. We see the effects, but don't deal with the cause of why our communities look the way they look. That's why I said today is built on yesterday and tomorrow is built on today. And as you always said, that Barack Obama was the coldest drug dropped on the black community since crack cocaine. Is that right?
Again, yes, indeed. Barack Obama was the coldest drug that America has dropped on blacks since crack. Some people are going through rehab and they're trying, but you could give an opportunity. And it was such a cold drug. You see, like, even when they're trying to bring these other ones out, you know what I'm saying, these modern day, it don't have that same dynamic. I'm talking about this drug had a certain type of walk, a certain type of talk. They had put together the history, the time, all that. Now, they come with some other different type of, they were trying to sell some more narcotics. The Cory Brooks and the Kamala Harris, all that. But then Obama was a cold piece. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
sir. And some cats still nod out. They still nod out from it. Some people
they still nod out over that little brother, right?
Hey, so they gonna bump the wagon. They get back around it because and some of them packs. They build this library. Oh, they ain't through. Wait till they build this library in Chicago. Oh, it's going. You can see the impact. I'm talking about. They moving us up out of here in mass numbers. I'm talking. I mean,
you talking about the Obama?
Oh,
that's the Obama library that they building, right? $500 million, and they moving working class and poor people up out of that part of Chicago.
Pushing them outside of there. They had the complicity of Negroes like Diaz and Gates and others, you know what I'm saying? People don't even see it coming. Like, I mean, people are applauding. You know what I'm saying? Well, all you, only vehicles you see really in the community now is the U-Hauls and the funeral cars. You know?
Yes, sir. What they're prospering in, what they're opening up in Baltimore are the opioid centers and dialysis center, Chairman Fred. The new weapons of mass destruction is what they're opening up, man. Dialysis centers and opioid centers. And the reason why they're opening up the opioid centers is because of Wall Street, Goldman Sachs, and Obama's boy, the one who used to be the governor in Massachusetts, he's now the head of Bain Capital, Deval Patrick. You know that, right?
Now, Deval Patrick, he's the head. No, I didn't know that.
He's the head of Bain Capital. If you Google Bain Capital is backing opening up opioid centers, they've been accelerating and oversaturating the black community with these opioid methadone centers right now, brother.
And they say he's supposed to come out of the north side by Cabrini Green, Cabrini Green Housing Project in Chicago. They have a resume. I'm to the point now that I don't think they just exploit the psychological profile of these individuals. I'm to the point now that they literally create these individuals. You know what I'm saying? I'm past the stage. I think maybe they have a psychological profile. They go grab them. They go into the lab, into the bedroom, and have these individuals created. That's why I'm in.
Absolutely. Let's go about another 5 more minutes, only because of the acoustic, Chairman. I'm going to turn it back over to you.
Sir.
Any specific question? Now, the people in the street are saying, as you asked me, they agree with what President Trump was saying. They may not like how he said it, but they agree with what he said in terms of the city. Dirty, filthy, infestation of rats. Now, those are the four-legged rats, but the other day we had some two-legged rats with Sharpton, Jackson, you know, your boy Tyree, the one they sent here from Chicago. See, that's usually how they operate when they get money from Obama. What they say is you got to take one of my boys and put him in over your church or your nonprofit. So they sent Tyree here from Chicago, right? So this is how they operate. Then they sent one of the guys, Joshua Harris. Brother Marcus called me about him. I said, brother, you never called me before, and you called me about Joshua Harris running for mayor of Baltimore City. I said, he was that good. How come he didn't run for mayor of Chicago, right?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Real talk. Hey, real talk. Like even dynamics, I mean, everything is political, including entertainment. Like even the propaganda bombs they drop on us, even to take away the pain with the Wire was a popular piece, The Wire. But now, we've seen the gritty conditions and stuff. You know, and they even show like the role of the police play, so on and so forth. But like even this, they have these propaganda pieces now called The Shy, and it's so watered down. You know what I'm saying? It's so watered down. And like I think at a certain time, the people demand that even with entertainment, TV shows, to at least be a little more honest about the complicity of the politicians and the police, as opposed to just this, bad criminals in the community, and the police trying to stop crime. What do you attribute to, like, you know what I'm saying, even the bar being lowered to, like, even with the propaganda they're putting out now? You know what I'm saying? Like, this whole thing with the Shy, it has to take away, like, any political accountability to the politicians. At least you had in The Wire, they at least acknowledge, it's just not these guys in the community. It's politicians, police. What do you attribute to that now?
Yeah, it's the propaganda bombs for the most part. And what happens is, of course, you got the fake activists, right, that they've bought in. Most of the activists in Baltimore today are not from Baltimore. They've been bought in. You know what I'm saying? Some are sent and some went. And they're not black leaders, but they're blacks who are being placed in the lead. And they're the ones that they tell the media, if there's when we call, this is the person you go to interview. You know how they do it in Chicago, right? So grassroots brothers and sisters that got a track record, got some skin, they got plenty of skin in the game, right? That can really give our people vision and sight and an analysis of what's going on. Unless we have programs of our own, they're not going to come and interview us. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So that's part of it. The other part of what they do is they set up these PR campaigns. Following the uprisings, right, and the revolts, and some say the rebellions and the riots with Freddie Gray, they came with a program called Baltimore Promise. And all of the black petty bourgeoisies, they set up an organization, Diane Bell McCoy, that runs Associated Black Charity. They ran it out of an office over at the Village Across Keys. Money went siphoned to them. Prince came to town to perform a concert. The money didn't go to the masses. The money went to their classes and the asses up in the suites, man.
Went to the Open Society Institute,
George Soros organization, right? Now, they set up an organization called One Baltimore. The guy who was the head of that, his name was Michael Cryer. Michael Cryer is a boule who used to be the driver for Perry Mitchell. Now they got a new program called We Are Baltimore that they're promoting. It's a hashtag. You know, like they did with Black Lives Matter, like they did with that group they had out of Chicago, BP Project 100, right? The ones that Colin Kaepernick
gave, you know, says supposed to donate to $1 million. He can finally in the other organizations in Chicago donate nothing to. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, one of the Colin Kaepernick gave money to, the money that was given to him through Barack Obama's My Brother's Keeper initiative. See, that's how they funneled the money. You understand? So we followed the money
there. A big washing machine, money laundering scheme. Yeah,
money laundering machine. And then let's be clear, since you mentioned Colin Kaepernick, because, you know, you get a lot of our people that you say, as Brother Genie said, these weaponized celebrities that our people just, they're in love with, but they don't really stop and examine closely. Now, he, of course, came to Chicago, never really met with you, never supported you, knowing that you and your mother are in the fight to save, of course, Chairman Fred Hampton Sr.'s childhood home, right?
Yes.
He never supported you in no way, shape, or form.
No.
Also,
that's
being the 50th year of your father's assassination. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I think I strategically, and it was difficult, too. I held my tongue for a long time to see what, you know, the status of our people, what we go for, you know what I'm saying? I'm constantly learning, you know what I'm saying? I watch them. I mean, even down to the physical characteristics of individuals they sell us, you know what I'm saying? And they hurt sometimes, brother, you know what I'm saying? And I got blood in my mouth. I learned a lot. I said, I'd rather catch a misdemeanor with some of these individuals as opposed to being forced into a felony. I've seen some cats. I've seen how they roll, you know what I'm saying? And I'm thankful for these contradictions, you know what I'm saying, to see what these, and I gain respect, you know what I'm saying? I watch forces, such as yourself, your consistency, and see, we take positions that are not popular. In fact, Minister UEP News said, being a revolutionary, one of the most difficult tasks of being a revolutionary is you have to fight for the interests of the people that don't even know, don't even know their own interests, you know what I'm saying? And it's difficult, you know what I'm saying? And it hurts. But that whole dynamic, I watched it, you know, and I'm still ain't really letting loose. I'm watching different forces, how they respond. These contradictions are, as Minister UEP News said also, contradictions are the ruling principle of the universe. And we, you know what I'm saying, they are necessary. The whole dynamic, I think liberal, some individuals were liberal, not individuals criminal. Even with that, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that blatant contradiction, you know what I'm saying? People say, well, does Kaepernick know us? He know, you know what I'm saying?
Damn right. He know you. He was walking around with Chairman Fred Hampton singing T-shirts on every time I saw him.
Yes, he did.
He know you.
When he played in Chicago on December the 4th. Oh, you know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? The state, they put these individuals in no other genre. You know what I'm saying? Right. People say, give me some accountability. Who was this individual? Where did they come from? What's their background? I mean, it's insulting when you do a little research. It's such as this technology. It's the type of snake oil that they sell us. It's insulting.
That's right. I just thank you, brother, for being consistent, man, and persistent. And thank you for reaching out to me. Look, speaking of a contradiction.
I appreciate you. We got to do this again, my brother.
I got to thank you because you reached out to me. I was scrolling on social media, saw with Carl Nelson on Radio 1 said he was bringing Professor Griff on to talk about what's happening in Baltimore City. Now tell the people what you always say about something like that. Like brother going to the football game and they say they ask about what?
You going to the outside, you know, say people at the tailgate party, say, you know, such and such is right there inside the stadium. They got dirt on their cleats. They on the ground in Baltimore. They inside the. Well, what about such and such? You know, what about you? So, people keep on saying, well, maybe people don't know. No, the deal is, as Sun Tzu said, the cardinal principle of warfare is know thyself and know thy enemy. You know what I'm saying? People tell me sometimes, Chairman Fred, you be saying words and be going on people's head. I said, no, people can remember football stats and facts. They can memorize Lil Wayne's lyrics. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
If people are capable of finding what they want to find out. You know, cats know where the new dope spot is at. They know where the new party at. The new, you know what I'm saying? What's the latest gossip? You know what I'm saying? You know, so people are capable. So the deal is, we have to be honest. In many cases, there's a vested interest on who we want to know. I tell people like, I'll be wanting to lose weight. It's certain things I don't hear. I drunk more water, Chairman. You gotta do such. I didn't hear that part. You know, my brain. You know what I'm saying? I hear what I want to hear. Is this bad news? If you eat this, well, Mr. Hampton, we told you this. It is already. You know, so even with this struggle. There's a position that you're saying that people say they're going to change it. Whatever we say, This is going to be the spokesperson for this. This is going to be this. I say, it's people that they found in Chicago, around Chicago, outside. Now, these people couldn't find their way through the neighborhood with a GPS map, unless they had a GPS map. It's
right.
Even with the chairman friend of Black Panther Party. They find people. I done seen people invite the lawyer who admitted he seen Chairman Fred speak one time. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And you got Akua and Jerry, the widow of Chairman Fred, who covered down over him while they were shooting inside the house.
That's right.
This is wife and comrade.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You say, well, maybe they don't know. No, we have to stop playing games.
That's right.
It's cool. Let's be up front with it. You know what I'm saying? Because some of this information I'll be the first to admit it. It's too gritty. In the words of Jack Nicholson, the character he played in A Few Good Men, you can't handle the truth. We're dealing with some brutal conditions that, you know what I'm saying, we can't afford to keep on playing fiction games with. You know?
That's right. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
So I'm going to be in contact, Chairman, because we got to do this again, and
yes,
I got to have you on the radio
yes,
show.
Sir.
Of course, it'll be coming up on August 30th. So, and, of course, we got to get you to Tubman City. So just thank you. Revolutionary love to you and all the comrades in Chi-Rat and Chicago and in Chi-Town. Love you, my brother. Got your back like a
love
black
you more,
backpack. Like a bulletproof vest, my brother.
You better believe it. We got you. We got your back like a backpack, like a bulletproof vest. Revolution, love, respect, and appreciate y'all. Brother Dan Muhammad, don't make sure y'all be checking out State of the City, y'all. We talking about Baltimore, this whole discussion. He ain't hard to find. Real talk, y'all. Love, respect,
right.
My brother.
Yes, sir. Real talk, love, respect. Thank you. So that was our brother, Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. calling in live from Chicago.
We're
talking about that. I'm going to get back in.
We just tag team, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We ain't set tripping, just like similar to like those who make the decisions that impact our lives. You know what I'm saying? You heard some different names that were thrown out there, how they move around like chess pieces from Baltimore to Chicago, so on and so forth. You know what I'm saying? In a colonized community, we have to be in a network with different forces and say, okay, what's going on? So a lot of times, a major tactic of the system is to keep us subjugated. In other words, I'm in East House in the penitentiary. I don't care what's going on over there in C House. I'm on the West Side. I'm not concerned what's going on the South Side. On the South Side, or this is my house. I'm not concerned. I'm concerned about me, myself, and I. As opposed to you, just take a minute to objectively put your ear to the ground, check your emotions, check your subjectivity, and say, wait a minute, maybe if I find some common problems, I can find some common solutions. You know what I'm saying? Because ain't nothing new under the sun. And be open to a politics that transcends gender, generational, you know what I'm saying, and geographical lines. It's a lot of times we want to go straight to geographical. That's the West Side, that's they do them. But once we want to go generational, it's old, young, kid, or gender. I'm listening to Monique Sansom. Monique, the comedian, she laid out some powerful points, but she keep on trying to, you know, it's how they do the black woman. I mean, man, the dynamic of a man on this, what's happening to this plantation, you know what I'm saying? To our people, you know what I'm saying? But this is something a lot of times people can, they most people get information from a reactionary perspective. In other words, when it happens to them, you know what I'm saying? Because mind you, Monique, you know what I'm saying? When there was issues being raised with Monique about the movie Precious, I was like, hey, I'm gonna do what I do. Okay, so be it. But then when it happens to these individuals, they lay it out. You know what I'm saying? We say, come on with the information. However, there's a unique dynamic. What Minister UEP New referred to as service of the people. We talk about contradictions, you know, even before it hits us. It's not about us, and it's objective. Because the deal is, when it's subjective, you're getting partial dynamics of it. You know what I'm saying? You're seeing it just the young people, just the women, just the men. They may alter their different tactics. But the deal is, when they came through Africa, when the Portuguese, the Spaniards, and the British, and like English, they came through. You know what I'm saying? They was making massive moves on our people. African people, you know what I'm saying? You go through down that Cook County jail, what's happening to the women, what's happening to the children, what's happening to the men, the breaking process, it's impacting all of us, y'all, you know what I'm saying? And it's a Machiavellian system similar to the way the British had fine-tuned a tactic where they would hit the Africans, then they would ease up on the indigenous community, then they would switch it up, you know what I'm saying? And you keep them off balance, you know what I'm saying? Because you ever say, whoa, wait a minute, these type of times, they came to Yonto last week. They call it Department of Children and Family Services. Oh, we ain't got that over here in Atlanta. We got Child Protective Service. Hold on, be cool before you start set tripping. You know what I'm saying? Do they come, how many cases of black children they snatched up? Huh? How many cases, you know what I'm saying, bogus, you know what I'm saying? Where are these children being sent to? Wait a minute. That's in Haiti too? Yeah, they not set tripping. You know what I mean? Hillary Clinton's on this. She's been accused on this board here too. They not set tripping. They get us caught up like, okay, it's just me or it's just the men. Women. Listen, Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton, you know, hey, man, hey, whatever you want. They'll play them gender games with you. We got to have a women president. Hey, this team effort with them. You know what I'm saying? Team effort. See, even the white women was even voting before, you know, had influence on the vote before they were technically able to vote. So the dynamics of politics, again, you know what I'm saying? Again, vested interest. You know what I'm saying? And dealers, they done soothe our soul, tap into what you want. How you want this oppression? How you want this side nine third up to you? You want to come through, you know what I'm saying, the feminist line? You want this come through this? How do you want it? They can dress it up for you. You want the white nationalist Trump? Oh, you that's too rough for you? Man, reorder that drink, man. Get that Obama juice for them. Let them nod up on this for a 4-year term. You know what I'm saying? But the politics call the question, whoever it be, whether it be your cousin, your uncle, your mama, your man, whatever their last name is, whatever their gender is, whose interest you work in? The state of the people, y'all. We live at that record. I know we on the countdown. How we looking? 7:45. We got any callers in queue, Sister Conrad? Any callers in queue? Y'all feel free to call in. Better yet, feel free to call in with us, y'all. Need y'all support. Y'all make sure y'all tap in with us.
Free Mom, Brother Tim. Yeah,
Free Mom, Sister Conrad.
We have caller 504-758. Free
Mom. Free Mom, Conrad.
Free Mom, welcome to Free Mom Radio. What do you do, Conrad? Right on.
I just by coincidence, I cranked it on and I was able to catch it. You know, I thought I'd been able to catch the show for months now, you know? I don't know what happened with that, you know, but anyhow, you know, always great. It's great to hear the interview that you recently done with the brother. That was powerful. It was definitely on time, you know. We still trying to, you know, get ready for that event, you know, to get you in.
We're doing an official. We're going to fish at the cat at the bag, though, but we're looking at being down in New Orleans, 504. On the same Hampton,
yeah, right.
We're looking at mid-August, y'all. So y'all get ready, y'all get ready, because we moving fast, we moving organized. They talking about coming to the Hampton House. We moving, y'all. We putting out a call with all our force, all our chapters. We done met with our central committee yesterday. We finna tighten up our ranks. We finna do what we gonna do. We finna make these moves. We gonna fight, y'all. We gonna fight to save this Hampton House. The sky's the limit. You know what I'm saying? You say it's Brooklyn, the building most significant in the structure. You know what I'm saying? We gotta get, you know what I'm saying, get going. I know a lot of our morale. No different places. Get it going in the corners. Get this out of the world and come back out swinging, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Again,
yeah, right.
Happening out. We're going to be touching down in the 504, y'all. We ain't going down there.
Yeah,
we're going down there. Yeah,
you're right.
We have to put the word in the state happening out. We want to compete, make the connection with the conditions going down, you know what I'm saying, in New Orleans, you know what I'm saying, Detroit, Chirac, Baltimore, you know what I'm saying, in the spirit of internationalism. Let's be. What's anything in particular you should be updating?
What's happening down there? Again, we're also getting ready for that Hurricane America event. You know, this time we're gonna put it on the 1st of September. You know, because for whatever reason, on the 29th, gonna be on Thursday. And because, you know,
I'm sure we can
do a double dip. That's what I was thinking about. See if we can do a double dip.
I'm talking to people who I wouldn't talk to. I'm ready to go places I wouldn't go to. I'm ready up the ante. We moving and grooving, man. Let's do it. That's up the ante, man.
Yeah,
I'm ready.
That's definitely important there. You know, trying to get you in as much as possible. But my dude was still trying to work that thing with the university thing, you know. He talking about Southern, he was talking about Dillard, now he's talking about Southern, he's talking about Xavier. But you know, I'm not sure how sure that is, you know. But I know, you know, you're going
to... We'll work it out.
We'll
work it out. Let's get it done. Like I said, you know, hey, Comrade Stan, his mom was telling him all the time, procrastination is the biggest thing of time. So let's do it. You know what I'm saying? I told you, he's exposing contradictions. You out there in Maywood exposing. Why did Fred Hampton and Parking Center got water. These children can't go out there swimming. You know what I'm saying? We're going to call in to the village. You know what I'm saying? What's happening down there? Why is it that we got to take these children over there to the Hampton House with the water? You know what I'm saying? The water's up by there. So this is a swimming pool near them. Why are these different athletes, you know what I'm saying, around coming? They know Chairman Fred Hampton. You know what I'm saying? Why are these politicians and actors benefiting of this? And the people, the ones who Chairman Fred was talking about, who he gave his life for, who he was serving, the people not benefiting.
Oh, sorry, muted, sir. Free of all. No callers in queue, Brother Chairman.
Okay, that's what it is. It's okay, y'all, again, we live and direct. Pray them all. We live and direct, y'all. In the spirit of making this, we're taking this, we're taping this for y'all. That's what it is, y'all. Okay, so Melissa, you're going to post that for us very shortly, y'all. Real talk. Welcome to Shana Johnson. Welcome to Free Them All Radio, y'all. I do want to get some update from down in Nashville in regards to their court date. You know, she don't, you know what I'm saying? She followed up on us ASAP. They gave us they set a trial date. For the call, man. Okay, he's gonna post it up shortly. Melissa, I think Ross, you know, he's gonna post it up for us. He's gonna post it up shortly for us. Hey, you know, today also on some other information, other news updates. They're waiting for the decision from the judge, Michael P. Tooman, to come back with a special prosecutor in regards to the case on Jesse Smollett as well on Anita Fox, State Attorney Anita Fox, and paraphrasing what someone was saying at the press conference today, they're saying that he has a open window on time to get back, you know what I'm saying, and the pick whichever counties. Now, you know what that means. When they say, see, the different, like when the things say, like Chicago, if you don't understand, like you look at the different laws, Cook County, as opposed to Randolph County, Thompson, all the other counties with these more predominantly white communities, that different dynamics, even down to, like, there are certain laws that are so blatant. They had to where there was one law, I remember, they said all counties, for the exception of Cook, juveniles had to be separated from the adult prison population. So, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of times we just hear these laws, oh, man, Chicago, they got different gun laws outside of Chicago, you know what I'm saying? So keep that in mind. So they're at the stage, you know what I'm saying, for the venue where they're going to have this case at. And if you don't think this case, if you don't know, This ain't ain't gonna be no lights, camera, action with this one. The political, if you have questioned the political significance of this here, this is one of the most politically connected judges in Cook County. You know what I'm saying? This is with any movie, any movie that has been filmed in Chicago in the court scene, The Fugitives, like, they've been filmed in his courtroom. He has a long resume. This is the sentencing judge for the state time on Jeff Ford, aka Chief Marley. This who gave Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. 18 years. They just ain't shooting. See, the machinery, they have, you know what I'm saying, they just ain't shooting the dice. They say, okay, well, let's get a judge. Okay, well, I've seen that paper in a gas station. I've seen that whole process. Whoa. So again, they bring out their major players. I'm talking about this again. It's very political. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no acting scene. This is very political, y'all. We go more in depth on that, you know what I'm saying, on the upcoming show, though, on one of the upcoming shows. Okay, right on. You got to imagine what that means. Information posted up, y'all. That's what it is, y'all. We have the corresponding information, that, you know, as well as ways to resources the commissary, y'all. Real talk, y'all. You know what I'm saying? So support your troops. Support your troops. You know, I can't make it more plainer than that. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's important. It's reflective of how someone sees you as a people, or sees us as a people. You know, so regard, how do you deal with, you know, different communities? I was talking to some guys yesterday, and we told them, man, you can tell them when the cartel, when they move in different places in Chicago, the cartel, he said, first thing they move on, man, set them back gates up. They said, yeah. I said, you go back and look at different places in Mexico, defense. That's what about getting this nice furniture? Defense, that's the first thought. In regards to our communities, man, how people who stand and fight for us, how do we deal with it? How is it viewed? How do you know what I'm saying? You know saying? Defense, you know what I'm saying? The support, real talk. Okay, right on, this is the interview. Let's go, like the judge, they called for exonerated five hands. Yes, indeed, five hands for the judges. We say a machinery, a fine-tuned machine, and the Chicago machine in particular ain't no joke. You know, you look at the history of it, you know what I'm saying? The connection to it. We talk even the assassination of Chairman Fred, the Prince of the Mar Clark. Man, who was the complicity of it? It's not just simply the police came on no murder. I'm talking about the different dynamics, how they made certain people, you know, how they locked up certain individuals, or, you know, the court, who they raised up, leadership. This had Machiavellian. Of a machinery
that we talking about. You know, we don't even know all the details, y'all. Real talk. That's what it is, y'all. Making history, taking history, and taping history, y'all. That was a phenomenal piece, opportunity we just had. Just to make that connection. We got to make these connections from Baltimore, France. Shout out to our comrades in France. I just posted some phenomenal footage. Comrades doing the Black Panther Party Cubs are doing now. Deputy Chairman Franco. Yes. You know what I'm saying? Again, y'all, just a side note. Our central committee was in town, and they made our central committee representatives made a comment yesterday. I said, I thought they'd be talking stuff about you on this barbecue grill, this fish, Chairman. Hey, it's the business. You say, man, next time we had a central convening, ain't no going on restaurant. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's just a stress release for me, though. So, again, y'all, come on. We gonna set up a stand over out there, too, down this, you know what I'm saying? We going full force to say it happened, house, y'all. Real talk, y'all. My brother Eric Mosley, I need to see you, man. Real talk, man. Need your energy, man. Come through touchdown with us if you can, man. It's Saturday, man, at the Triple C's, man. It's always an honor to see you, brother. Real talk. Keep doing what you do, man. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. Love and respect, y'all. I think we're on the countdown. I just want to check one more time. We ain't got no callers in queue. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all put the word up on the calendar. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Brother Comrade, our advisory committee just said, you just brought a reminder to us, you know what I'm saying? Just under judges. I'm talking, I made a detail. Oh, man, I just flashed back. The lawyers, the players, I mean, it's, man, they hit you. It's like a box. It's like, imagine the boxing ring. You go back to the corner, you look at the referee, you see him, you know what I'm saying, talking to the man. To the other corner, pass information. You're like, well, what's happening? Just give me a wall to sign up for my backup against. You know what I'm saying? And man, this whole that. I mean, yeah, I didn't know. I took for granted a lot of people was even familiar with the Free Fred campaign. And I've been through. I'm starting to feel old now. I've been through so many teams and different forces and betrayal and I try to come in with a fresh energy all the time, but it's a job, y'all. But I'm gonna talk about some of the details of the cases, you know what I'm saying? The Free Fred campaign, you know what I'm saying? When I was here, counting some of the deals, we do a whole piece on just update on that, you know what I'm saying? While I was here, captive, the case, yeah, yes indeed, sis, real talk, you know, real talk. It's, man, just I was watching something. Some TV show they get called Southside coming out, and I just seen they talking about, yeah, this is Kenny King College, so and so. And I'm just flashback on the area where they framed me for the case and different attempts on my life, and you know what I'm saying, I was held captive, and this is no, couldn't find no lawyer, you know what I'm saying, the resources that was drained, you know, all that, you know, man. Quad, you both touch down, man. I'm trying to work the machinery. I need this link to connect with this link. I need this link to connect with this link. I'm trying to make it happen, y'all. And there'll never be another 50th anniversary for the Chairman Fred to put in the Mark Cloud. There'll never be another August 30th. You know what I'm saying? So again, you want to where you at? You know what I'm saying? We gotta tighten up. We gotta make it happen, y'all. Certain moves I said I wasn't going to do, certain locations I didn't want to go to. I dare look back later on and say, damn, if I'd have done this event, we could have saved half an house. You know what I'm saying? What if I'd have done this? I can't rest that night, dude. You know what I'm saying? I'm going, man, full speed, cause the opportunity, you know what I'm saying, to make this major monumental move, you know what I'm saying? And I'm taking notes. I'm taking notes, y'all. You know what I'm saying? And it hurts. But you know what I'm saying? It's humbling. You know what I'm saying? The deficiencies, so on and so forth. You know what I'm saying? But got to call the question, take notes. You know what I'm saying? So when people, they all down the road, people be holding up, oh man, you know, Kaepernick done this, or this son did this song for. And you say, man, you talking about the same year? Did the banks, maybe they moved to the Hampton House? You know what I'm saying? I remember when I was held captive. I remember. Which artists? I remember. You know, people who were talking good stuff. I remember us reaching out today to he's a popular artist now, but he was in Paris. I remember this is the Panther Hip Hop. I remember reaching out, you know what I'm saying, when I was held captive with some assistance on our case. I remember that. See, I have a memory like a Kenyan elephant that comes to our struggle. You know what I'm saying? You said the chair, there's some guys there, they say, man, you remember the ASAP Rocky case? I talked to ASAP Rocky before. I'm going to say this without going into detail. I say this, the conversation I had with him was nothing like the conversation I had with Nipsey Hussle. I tell you that. And a lot of things I hold back, they'll say again, sit back and let me see how people, who responds to what, how they respond, what they see as priority, who they send out, what's the same usual suspect, what Pied Pipers they constantly send out to our community to make these big struggles, you know, who can't touch on nothing else. Not only do I watch which Pied Pipers they send out, I watch which rats get in line and are able to go along and walk into the water. These Pied Pipers. Real talk, y'all. The music is playing. The music is playing, but the movement is moving. Real talk. That's what it, y'all. Let's make history. Let's take history. Let's take history, y'all. We're going to come on out of here, y'all. You know, so we're going to keep on moving. Chairman Fred Jr. at gmail.com. Be a PayPal. Hit us up. You know what I'm saying? Come on through the house. Stay the house now, y'all. We there. Let's make history. Take history. Take history. Water gun battle. Bring your water guns. Bring your children out there. If you ain't scared, come on. 2 o'clock, y'all. Sit down. We had the Kiara Cole family out there this past Saturday, y'all. Hey, shout out to our brother Joseph Coles, man. You know what I'm saying? The family of Kiara Coles. Keep your heads up. I'm going to this again. Another edition. Free them all. Radio, intellectualradio.com. Same time, same station. What's called? Free them all.
Big Sight. New. Hank. Hook up. Big Church. Yeah. Y'all know how this thing go. You know.
All eyes on me.
Buffalo.
Roll up in the club.
Yeah, right.
All eyes on me. All eyes on me.
You know what?
I bet you got it twisted. You don't know who to trust. So many player-hating niggas trying to sound like us. Say they ready for the front, but I don't think they know it. Straight to the depths of hell is where them cowards going. Well, all you steal down, nigga, holler when you see me. And let these devils suck for the day they finally freed me. I got a caravan of niggas every time we ride. Hitting motherfuckers up when we pass by. Until I die, live the life of a boss player. Cause even when I'm high, fuck with me and get boss later. The future's in my eyes. Cause all I want is cash and things. I five double low, being something flashy, rank. Bitches pursue me like a dream. Been known to disappear before your eyes. It's like a dope thing. It seems my main thing was to be major pay. The game sharper than the motherfucking razor blade. Save money, bring bitches. Bitches bring lies. One nigga's getting jealous and motherfuckers die. Depend on me like the first and 15. They might hold me for a second, but these folks won't get me. We got four niggas and low riders and ski masks screaming thug like every time they pass. All eyes on me. Little life of a thug nigga. Until the day I die. Little life of a lost player. All eyes on me. All eyes on me. Little life of a thug nigga. Until the day I die. Little life of a lost player. Cause even getting high.
Hey, to my nigga Pac. So much trouble in the world, nigga. Ain't nobody feel your pain. The world's changing every day. Time's moving fast. My girl said I need a race. How long will she last? I'm caught between my woman and my pistol and my chips. Triple beam, got some smokers on, whistle as a dip. I'm lost in the land with no plan, living life flawless. Crime boss, contraband, let me toss this. Mediocre's got a lot of nerve, let my bucket swerve. I'm taking off from the curb. The nervousness, neglect, made me pack a tech. Devoted to serving this, my wet and paycheck. Like a kite satellite, nigga, I'm forever ballin'. It ain't right, parasites, triggers, and fleas crawling. Sucker duckin', get busted, no emotion. My devotion is out of my business, nigga, keep on coasting. Where you going? I've been there, came back, it's lonely, homie. Steady flowing against the grain, nigga, still don't know me. It's about the money and this rap shit, this crap shit. It ain't funny, niggas don't even know how to act shit. What can I do? What can I say? Is there another way? Blunts is here all day, 24 parlay. My little homie G, can't you see I'm Busta Free? Niggas can't stand me, all eyes on me.
Little life is a thug, nigga, until the day I die. Little life is a boss play. All eyes on me. All eyes on me. Little life is a thug, nigga, until the day I die. Little life is a boss play. All eyes on me.
The fans is watching, niggas plotting to get me. Will I survive, will I die? Come on, let's picture the possibility, giving me charges. Lawyers making a grip, I told the judge I was way small. And that's why I blaze shit, was hyper as a kid. Old as a teenager, on my mobile calling big shot. On a team major, packing hundreds in my drawers. Fuck the law, bitches I fuck with a passion. I'm living rough and raw, catching cases at a fast rate. Balling in the fast lane, hustle till the morning. Never stop until the cash came. Live my life as a thug, nigga, until the day I die. Live my life as a boss player, cause even getting high. These niggas got me tossing shit, I put the
lost my shit. Keep your head up, nigga, make these motherfuckers suffer. Up in the bins, burning rubber. The money is mandatory, the hoes is for the strap. This criminal lifestyle, he quick with the bulletproof vest. Make sure your eyes is on the meal ticket. Get your money, motherfucker, let's get rich and real. Kick it, all eyes on me.
Little life is a thug, nigga, until the day I die. Little life is a boss player.
All eyes on me. All eyes on me.
Little life is a thug, nigga, until the day I die. Little life is a boss player.
All eyes on me.
All eyes on me.
Pay attention, my nigga. See how that shit go? Nigga walk up in this motherfucker. And be like, ding.
Yeah, I like a thug, nigga. Till the day I die. Them like a bitch. Cause he been getting high.
Every motherfucking body. I got busted toes and police watching a nigga, you know?
Living life as a thug, nigga, till the day I die. Living life as a boss player.
All eyes on me.
It's like what they think, I'm walking around with some keys in my pocket or something.
All eyes on me.
They think I'm going back to jail. They really on that dope.
Living life as a thug, nigga, till the day I die.
I know y'all watching. I know y'all got me in the scope. I know y'all know this is thug life, baby. Got me on the surveillance.
All eyes on.